Oceans are full of low-intensity sound. Underwater communications like those of humpback whales create a cacophony of song and echo. Environmentalists worry the sounds of the oceans will be disrupted by the Navy's new sonar system. It transmits blasts of low-frequency sound to detect enemy subs. Yesterday, environmental groups filed suit to stop the Navy from deploying the system. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Environmentalists have long been critical of Navy sonars. Marine biologist Ken Balcom of the Center for Whale Research in Friday Harbor, Washington, says to be a whale in close range of a sonar transmission would be for a person like getting caught at the site of a dynamite blast.
The whales are probably experiencing some sort of acoustic holocaust of just an incredible amount of very intense sonar ping energy from multiple ships.
And coming in all directions, Balcom says he's witnessed firsthand the effect acoustic blasts can have on whales. 2 summers ago, he was in the Bahamas doing research when he discovered 16 whales washed ashore. It was just a few hours after Navy ships had transmitted sonar in the region. Balcom knew it was too late to save the whales, so instead he arranged a charter flight to Boston to transport the 4,000-ton mammals to Harvard Medical School to try to find out what happened to them. Professor Darlene Ketton, who's also a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, led the examination.
We found blood in the fluid space that cushions the brain, and then we found blood in the inner ear in the auditory system.
All this suggests the whales endured a high-pressure trauma, and a federal investigation based on Ketton's work later concluded that the sonar pings precipitated the whale stranding. The environmental group, Natural Resources Defense Council, is now using these findings to help build the case against the Navy's plans to use a new type of sonar. Joel Reynolds is an NRDC attorney.
I don't think the Navy has any intention of harming marine mammals. But I do think that inadvertently the deployment of this system can have a broad range of very significant ecological consequences that the Navy simply cannot predict.
For this reason, Reynolds plans to argue in court that the so-called low-frequency sonar program, or LFA, should be halted. But the Navy stands ready to defend the program. LFA manager Joe Johnson says this new sonar is much less sound intense than the World War II era sonar used in the Bahamas. And he explains the Navy plans to protect marine mammals. Every boat equipped with LFA sonar will also be fitted with a device to detect the presence of whales or dolphins. If they're spotted nearby, the crew won't release sonar signals.
If an animal is very close, there is a possibility, if not a likelihood, of injury. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen, so we develop this technology to ensure it doesn't.
Normally, with environmental lawsuits, it's fairly easy to predict who will line up with which side. For instance, it wasn't a surprise when the founder of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute turned out at a press conference to support the NRDC lawsuit. But within the ranks of Woods Hole scientists, there are skeptics. Darlene Ketton, who, remember, also studied the stranded Bahama whales, says she's disappointed that the NRDC is bringing her work into their case against the Navy. She says if sonar regularly harmed whales, there'd be many more strandings. The Bahama incident, she argues, was possibly a one-time event brought on by a unique set of circumstances.
At the moment, there is no evidence that links LFA with any type of injury or disturbance of any marine mammal.
These doubts in the scientific community about the effects of sonar on marine mammals may ultimately weaken the environmentalist case and aid the Navy's defense. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.